Shut the doors and bar them before it gets dark. Nehemiah, chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. Let us turn to a book of Nehemiah, chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. After the wall had been rebuilt, and I had set the doors in place, the gatekeepers and the singers and the Levites were appointed. I put in charge of Jerusalem my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah the commander of the citadel, because he was a man of integrity and feared God more than most men do. I said to them, "The gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut the doors and bar them. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near their own houses." Now the city was large and spacious, but there were few people in it, and the houses had not yet been rebuilt. On the 7th of December, 1941, Japanese airplane attached Pearl Harbor. At the time, no one really thought about the possibility of Japan attacking the U.S. Also, because it was the weekend, the soldiers were all drunk and they were having a dance party. They were asleep till the next morning. Right at that moment, the Japanese aircraft carrier, and from there a lot of airplanes began to attack Pearl Harbor. Everyone was asleep at that moment. But when the soldier that was controlling the radar looked at radar, he saw a lot of airplanes coming towards them from the Pacific Ocean. He contacted the head office. There was a reply that said, "Those could be the other side's practicing planes. Those are nothing related to us." And this was ignored. At last, in early morning, so many Japanese airplanes attacked Pearl Harbor where everyone was asleep. Pearl Harbor was attacked out of a sudden, and a vessel called Arizona sank to the bottom in just 10 minutes. There were 1,230 soldiers in that vessel and they were all drowned. Even till now, the U.S. remembers this day as their most shameful day in their history. If we go to Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, we can see the monument that got set up at that site, where the vessel sank at that time. It is a historical lesson that tells us how important a guard's role is. In the Bible as well, a warning was given to us through the parable of 10 ladies. It told us to be awake. The common things between a wise person and a foolish person are that firstly, there was no problem at present, secondly, everyone was dozing. But five wise ladies had lights as well as oil, that they prepared for beforehand. But five foolish ladies were satisfied with what they had at that time and they did not have any oil that they had prepared for future. The problem began to appear when the husband's arrival got delayed. Because husbands came late, the oil ran out completely. When there was no oil, husbands arrived. Five unprepared ladies then left to get some oil. And when they left to get some oil, the door got locked. When the ladies came back later, they cried out and knocked on the door, but the door did not open. The Bible talks about these five unprepared ladies as foolish ladies. Therefore, we can take this as a warning of the Lord that tells us to be prepared and to be awake. In our main passage today, Nehemiah warned the people who rebuilt the fallen walls for 52 days and satisfied with what they have done. After the reconstruction of the walls, people thought that they have done all of what they should have done. But Nehemiah warned them saying that from now on, they need to look after the walls even more carefully. That is right. Generally, people fall down after they had success, not after when they had difficulties. Also, it is prone for people to fall down after they have achieved something, rather than focusing on their processes. In general, people do not sin when they are ill. In fact, people sin when they are healthy. Our faith as well is easy to fall down when things are all well and in peace rather than in crisis. Nehemiah knew about it so well. That was why he focused on letting the people know about the importance of keeping the walls as well as building the walls. He told the people that keeping the walls is even more important than building these. So after they built the walls, he told people that, before the sun is up, do not open the gates of the walls but close the door, latch the door. Even though the walls are strongly, solidly built, when it is dark, The enemies can come and attack at any time, so he told them to be prepared not to fall in darkness, and to close the door and latch the door. The efforts Nehemiah showed us through today's passage in order for him to protect the walls are actually exactly the same as our efforts that we make in order for us to keep our faith. There are a lot of things that we need to look after and take a good care of. We need to look after our health, and we need to look after our family. We need to look after our belongings, and we need to look after our country. As a Christian, as a believer of Christ, we need to keep and maintain our beliefs and faith, which are even more important. What Nehemiah did to keep the walls safely is actually nothing more different from our efforts in keeping our beliefs and faith. To keep the walls safely, Nehemiah suggested three ways. More than anything, he firstly appointed a leader that would be a role model for all. Verse 2 says, I put in charge of Jerusalem my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah the commander of the citadel, because he was a man of integrity and feared God more than most men do. Hanani and Hananiah were chosen as the commanders. After setting up the walls, first of all, Nehemiah chose the leaders. He chose Hanani and Hananiah as two people that would lead their people and be their role models. He did not just choose anyone. He chose a person that is likely to become a role model for people. In any organization, a role of a leader is critical. For a nation, too, a leader needs to be well chosen so that nation can be prosperous. A church as well needs to choose the leader very well. It is a group of leaders that create the peaceful atmosphere in an organization, and it is also a group of leaders that creates the chaos and disputes. When Nehemiah was appointing the leaders that would look after the walls, he looked at their faithfulness, patriotism and faith. Hanani was the first person that informed of the news about ruined Jerusalem. His faithfulness, patriotism were already recognized. Hananiah was a government official at the time that was widely known to others as a loyal and dedicated Christian that feared the Lord exceptionally well among the group of people. The Bible says like this exactly, because he was a man of integrity and feared God more than most men do. That is right. A leader should be a person that has these three characteristics. The first one is that a person that is known for faithfulness was chosen as a leader. A person that is faithful can be referred to as a person that is diligent and loyal. If someone is unfaithful, or irresponsible, or even untruthful, so cannot be trusted by others, a person that is not approved by people should not be chosen as a leader. A person that is worthy to be a leader should be faithful so that person is worthy of being respected by others. The other thing is that a person that has been approved by others as a person that has love for the nation was chosen as a leader. A leader exists for the community. Therefore, the perspectives about the nation need to be clear. Without an existence of a nation, we all cannot possibly exist. There is a new movie titled AMSL, which means an assassination. It actually drew more than 10 million audiences in the shortest period of time. This movie has a story of our country. We lost our nation and set up a temporary government in Manchuria. The troops that thrived for independence of our nation tried so hard to restore, regain our nation. They went through all sorts of hardships, difficulties and agony, and the audiences were deeply touched by their love, patriotism for the nation. Especially the people that are in the important positions of our country, more than anyone else, need to have clear ideas about our nation. If they do not have clear ideas, they would have greed for the positions, titles, and they would easily fall down into a trap of corruption. It is the same as for the church, too. The people that are in the important positions at church need to have clear ideas about the church. People need to sacrifice with a sense of belonging and consider the church as my church, and they need to show commitment in whatever ministries they serve in. Also, a person that has faith was chosen. Verse 2 says, Hananiah was put in charge because he was a man of integrity and feared God more than most men do. When selecting a leader to be, we need to select a person that thinks in faith, speaks in faith, and acts in faith more than anything else. It is a leader like Moses in the Bible. He loved the people, and he was so dedicated to God. He was a person of faith. It has been said that there was no leader like this after Moses. Also, it is a leader like David in the Bible. He was a person of faith, but not only that, he loved the people dearly, and touched the lives of people as a leader. In the 1 Chronicles, chapter 11, verses 18 to 19, it says, "So the three broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem and carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. 'God forbid that I should do this,' he said. 'Should I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives?' Because they risked their lives to bring it back, David would not drink it." Such were the exploits of the three mighty men. When King David said that he was thirsty, three men risked their lives and went into the side of the enemy, and brought the water from the well beside the gate of Bethlehem. He did not drink it. He poured onto the altar. "This is the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives. Should I drink it?" He refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. People were touched by what King David did, and they followed this leader. The Bible talks about the people that are good examples of potential leaders. A person like Jeremiah, that sat down on the streets and wept, thinking about his weakening nation, would be a good example of a good leader, which the Bible talks about. Our church as well, when we look out for potential leaders for our church, we need to consider these criteria. Also, Nehemiah told people not to be noticed by darkness. Verse 3 says, "I said to them, 'The gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut the doors and bar them. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near their own houses.'" It says, "The gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot." What it means by "until the sun is hot" is before the sunrise. It is when it is still dark. Particularly, it says, "Be careful of darkness." Even if the walls have been strongly built, if these are not carefully looked after, then these could easily be attacked by the enemies and eventually fall down. It is because the sudden attacks usually are made in pitch dark nighttime. It told us not to open the gates before the sun rises, so that the enemies cannot come to attack us when it is still dark. There is darkness in faith as well. There is darkness in heart as well. Therefore, the Lord said, "Be watchful. We do not know when the thieves will come and attack us." Being watchful means being aware and being careful of darkness. We should not forget about the fact that darkness lies in our circumstances as well as in our spiritual faith. Darkness is a scary thing. It is a time that enemies come and attack us. When it is dark, we are unable to distinguish who is our enemy and who is not. I will just briefly share with you all about a pastor's story that fought in the Vietnamese War. In just a single night, 20 soldiers were killed at once because the bomb blasted in a tent at night. There were 20 soldiers sleeping in a tent and they were all killed. The reason was investigated, and later they found out that when the guard was asleep at night, the Vietnamese soldiers sneaked in and set up the time-set bomb near the tent. It all happened when the guard was asleep at night. It is the same as our faith. We need to be aware of darkness. The dark forces, spiritual enemies sneak in, come in when it is dark. When we are careless, when we have not shut the gates of faith, when we are asleep, we get the spiritual thieves come into our lives. We need to really look after our faith, so that we would not have dark forces coming into our hearts and souls. Also, latch the door of the gates. Enemies can attack when the gates have been loosely opened. So Nehemiah said, "Shut the gates, but also make sure put a latch on the door so that the enemies cannot possibly open the gates." Even when the walls have been well rebuilt, If the enemies are able to sneak in through the open door, then all will fall down at once. Therefore, we need to make sure the doors have been completely locked for safety. It is exactly the same as for our faith. We need to watch out for darkness. Evil spirits are always waiting for our doors of faith to loosely open. We need to keep our spiritual doorways safely. We need to make sure that there is absolutely no chance of the dark force coming into our lives. In the 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." One more thing is that a warning of Nehemiah was stated in the latter part of verse 3. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut the doors and bar them. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near their own houses. It means look after your things safely by yourselves. Appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near their own houses. Nehemiah told us to look after our own premises, even if these are within the boundaries of Jerusalem walls. There is a limit in looking after the premise, if someone else does it. So we need to look after our own selves. The advice, suggestion and intercessory prayers that others do for us are helpful, but actually, we need to guard our own selves with our own efforts. In Genesis, chapter 6, verse 14 says, "So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out." Our faith as well, to make sure that the water from the secular world cannot enter our hearts and souls, we need to coat it with spiritual pitch inside and out by our own efforts. Other people cannot look after our faith. We need to keep it strong by our own efforts. We can drag the cows to waterside, but the cows need to drink the water by themselves. It is important to look after our own selves. Nehemiah built the big walls, but told the people to look after their own houses by their own efforts. You need to look after your own houses by your own efforts as well. No one can do it for us and for you. When I was a junior pastor at church, there was a church deacon that lost a job. The couple fasted and prayed for a job. Thankfully, the deacon was able to get a job as a civil official. His wife always prepared lunchbox for him. But as things got better for them, their faith got weaker. His wife no longer stayed at home waiting for the husband, and had arguments with her husband a lot. Since then, the husband began not to take the lunchbox made by his wife, and made a new lunch made at work, that would go out and eat together every lunchtime. But this new lunch friend was actually a resident spy. The deacon told this resident spy about all the military secrets, and because of this, he was jailed in a prison next day. I saw his wife crying out and deeply regretting about not preparing lunchbox for her husband. Nehemiah told us to keep our houses safe by our own efforts. In the same way, we need to keep our faith strong by our own efforts. Also, we should not consider the little things as insignificant. Usually, lives fall because of the insignificant things. What would happen? This is such a tiny thing. And because people think this way, they fall. Have a look at the sacrifice of Abraham. He divided the lamb and cow in giving sacrifice, but he did not divide the little bird, and gave the whole thing. The fire that was promised did not come down, and at that moment, Abraham dozed. Right at that moment, on the top of the sacrificial offering, which he did not divide, the birds came down. These made the sacrifice of Abraham to fail. We can easily think like this too. I am giving the Lord a big thing, and a little part would not make a huge difference. But this little thing actually blocked the answers to come true from the Lord, and this little thing was an obstacle that blocked the blessings from the Lord. Because of this, the descendants had to be the slaves in Egypt for 430 years. Faith falls down because people do not treat the little things importantly. Rather than the big things, people actually fall down because of the little, insignificant things. When Columbus discovered the American continent, at the time of discovery, there was a tree. This tree went through typhoons, avalanches over the years but put up with all of these. After 500 years have passed, this tree has become a really old tree. But one day this tree collapsed all of a sudden, even though this went through all sorts of hard times. The tree expert came to a conclusion that it was a tiny beetle that caused this huge tree to fall down. Tiny beetle nibbled away the body of the tree and destroyed the core foundation of the tree. In the same way, our faith gets fallen down because of the little, insignificant things. They cause our faith to fall down uncontrollably. My dear family in Christ, what Nehemiah did to guard the walls safely is actually very similar as to what we do to guard our faith. Even if the walls have been well built, if we do not keep our doorways safe, then the enemies would come in and attack us in darkness. If that happens, things will fall down uncontrollably. This has been warned in the Bible. Therefore, we were told that before the sun rises, in other words, when it is dark, do not open the gates, but put a latch on a door. We need to look after our faith by our own selves, by our own efforts. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will completely shut the door and put a latch on it, so that enemies cannot possibly sneak in when it is dark. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.